Hey guys, this is Daredevil Diva.
And I'm Dad, and this is the Daredevil Diva and Dad podcast. We've been gone for a few months, had a lot.
It's been a while.
Yep, it's been a while. Been a lot going on, but we finally settled down and able to record right at WrestleMania season. Thank goodness we'll be able to do WrestleMania. We're going to do a quick little episode just to get back into the swing of things. Yeah, this will be a predictions for the Elimination Chamber tonight. The last big pay-per-view was Royal Rumble. Seth Rollins, winner of the men's, and Becky Lynch, winner of the women's. There's been a lot of drama going on right there, which we'll get into when we get closer to WrestleMania. But after this pay-per-view, we got another one, and then it's going to be WrestleMania. So we're excited to get back into the swing of things. So, previews for Elimination Chamber 2019 tonight. Let's start with Bobby Lashley, Leo Rush versus Finn Balor in a handicap match for the Intercontinental Championship.
Handicap?
Yes.
Wow, that's unfair, really.
You got the Jolly Green Giant and his little elf fighting Finn Balor. I wonder if the monster's coming out. Doubt it.
I hope so. I love them.
Or the demon, not the monster. Sorry, like I said, we're swinging things. The demon, he might, but
I think he is.
Handicap match. This is going to be a really tough one for Finn to win.
I feel like he will, though. I think Finn Balor is like really good in the ring, and so I feel like he's going to push through and win.
Well,
or somebody might come out and help him.
Now that's a good possibility, but who knows?
I don't know.
But anyway, I predict I'm going to have to go with Bobby Lashley.
Well,
just because you don't like him don't mean you can't predict him.
Yeah,
to win.
But he's not going to win.
Okay. Know. All right. Mm-hmm. Well, there's the first one we're split at. All right. Next, Braun Strowman versus Baron Corbin in a no disqualification match.
Braun Strowman. Yeah, he's the man.
Well, it's no DQ. Corbin could do a lot, but that means Braun can do whatever as well.
Yeah, but Corbin, I feel like if the only reason he wins, somebody's going to interfere because he's like with the attorney.
Yeah, that's a good point. There could be interference.
Triple H and all of them, so they might interfere.
They could. It's possible. You just never know. However, I think Braun will win this unless. The only way I see Baron Corbin is if he gets some kind of unfair advantage or gets some kind of hit with something. I don't know. I just don't see Baron Corbin winning this. This may actually be one of the squash matches. You never know. This could be in and out.
One, yep. Like
1 minute. All right. All right. Another title match. The Miz and Shane McMahon, SmackDown Tag Team Champions. Boy, that's a surprise. A lot has changed since we've
been
away.
Well, I've seen that one.
Oh, yeah, we know. But it's just funny, those two against the Usos.
Oh, man. I love Shane McMahon, but I do not like The Miz. I feel like he thinks he's the best of everybody. So, I'm going for the Usos because I've been their number one fan, even though they've changed. I miss their colors, like their face paint and everything like that, but I'm still going to root for them.
So you got the Usos. I don't see it happening. Shane McMahon and The Miz.
No.
Again, you never know. Some kind of interference involved. Shane is a McMahon. Anything can happen, yes.
Vince has been around a lot this past few weeks in WWE.
Yeah, he's inserted himself in. But like I said, WrestleMania season, everything's
changing.
Starting to build up.
Yeah. Because it was having, like, a little boring, like, it was going down with boringness, and then, like, something actually happened, so.
Right, so. All right, next, this is a big match. This is the match that I'm most excited about. The Elimination Chamber match for the brand new, go ahead.
Women's Tag Team Championships.
This, we will have our inaugural Women's Tag Team Champions.
Been rumors
of this forever. It's finally happening.
But what did I say? A few years back, I was like, what if like the women got Money in the Banks in tag team championships. So I called it. And then all this revolution started, and that made me so happy because whenever I'm a wrestler, we'll have tag team championships, and it will be equal as the men. So I love that.
Yeah. Like anything with the women's evolution, we are very excited about this match. I'm hoping, I mean, it has the capabilities to be the match of the night, and I'm hoping.
I feel like it is.
I'm hoping it is. All right, we'll get right into it.
And that includes, but you're only the people who are wrestling for it. Nia Jax and Tamina versus Liv Morgan and Sarah Logan versus Mandy Rose and Sonya Deville. Sarah Logan and Liv Morgan versus Mandy Rose and Sonya Deville.
Mm-hmm.
I always got their teams mixed up.
Yeah, they both come in around the same time.
Yeah, and they were both like steampunk and everything like that. Versus Peyton Royce and Billy Kay. I cannot stand those two. They try to copy Nikki and Brie Bella. And that's not ever going
to
happen.
Oh, trying to copy the Bella twins.
And then Sasha Banks and Bayley. I feel like they're going to turn on each other in this.
You just never know with them.
Yeah.
It's always.
And Naomi and Carmella. But all those teams are competing against each other, and it's going to be very, 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 very good.
Yeah, it's, there's no – my clear-cut favorite has to be Nia Jax and Tamina. Those two are a force to be reckoned with. Well, I don't know if that helps their chances.
I know, but, like, I like how they teamed up. But Naomi is going to get started, like – Ken, folks, so that
happens.
Interesting.
That happens sometimes. I don't know. Sasha and Bayley, if they could get along, they could win it.
But Sarah Logan is really good. She's like
Liv Morgan, right, squad. I don't know.
I like their team a little bit, but like I'm not all for it with the other girl in, what's her name? The scary one.
Ruby Wright?
Yeah, I don't like her. But I like the other two. Yeah.
Liv Morgan, Sarah Logan. They could. I mean, it's anybody's chance to win and make history being the women's tag champions. But we're excited about that match. My prediction, though, I'm going with Nia Jax and Tamina. Just because.
My prediction is Naomi and Carmella.
Oh, Naomi and Carmella. I don't know. Carmella's got some stuff going on in her personal life right now. We'll get to that later, too.
We'll get to that in the next episode. That one is just, woo!
Yeah.
We
were trying to decide if we were going to talk about that or not, but we'll get to that later. Never mind. We're talking about Elimination Chamber. Yeah. Ooh. All right. Ronda Rousey versus Ruby Wright for the Raw Women's Championship. I do not.
Ronda. Ruby hasn't been in WWE for a long time in order to go against Ronda, because Ronda was in the UFC, and like I get that like she never went to NXT. I don't like that. But Ronda has been in boxing, and so she's going to beat her up, and I don't even know if Ruby Wright will have a career after this.
Yeah, this just, it's going to take a miracle. The Riot Squad may interfere, but that would have to, well.
What if Paige comes back to help them?
You just never know. She never was in the Riot Squad, though.
Oh, yeah.
Like you said, you get those two mixed up. Yep. But, like I said, we're both getting back into the swing of things with wrestling. But, yeah, we both got Ronda Rousey pretty easy in this one.
I feel like Ronda's going to go hard because she's mad she didn't actually, like, it's not really a challenging show. She's going to be like, boom, boom, boom. And I feel like somebody's going to come out and be like, oh, yeah, you're going to have to go against somebody else after this.
Yeah.
That will be weird. That'll be like, excuse me?
Well, Ruby, also, that I forgot, she's using the whole WrestleMania thing that Ronda's looking ahead to WrestleMania because there's so much drama there for that match with Ronda Rousey now. But like we said, we'll get to all that later. We're talking about Elimination Chamber tonight.
I didn't even realize. Why did Ruby get it? Why did Ruby?
They're giving – that is a good thing. They're giving more women opportunities. You know,
yeah,
it's not
like,
just the same thing over and over and over. which is a good thing. But
yeah, with that whole Sasha Banks and Bayley stuff, we like every time they're like, oh, they're best friends. Oh, yeah. They're doing their ranks. That was just getting old.
So they're giving more opportunities to other women. But it's going to take a miracle for Ruby Riott to win. All right.
Yeah.
All right, and then I guess this is the main event. Daniel Bryan versus AJ Styles versus Jeff Hardy versus Kofi Kingston versus Randy Orton versus Samoa Joe in an Elimination Chamber match for the WWE Championship.
Okay, so Daniel Bryan has been going on like a bad guy patch, but I'm still for him. I've always been one of his number one fans, so I'm for him. And I don't know. I feel like Randy Orton might win, too.
Well, there's nothing wrong. Like Dusty said, we've got Daniel Bryan as a heel now. Nothing wrong with heel Daniel Bryan. I love it.
Uh-oh. But what about Samoa Joe?
Well, this is an interesting match because if anybody saw SmackDown on Tuesday, the match they had, like the Iron Man match, where Kofi Kingston stayed in of almost the entire time.
He's really good at
and
that.
And then lost to AJ Styles at the end, but he was just so he was exhausted. I mean, he had been in the match for almost an hour.
Oh my gosh!
And you know, AJ didn't actually want to fight him because he thought, you know, because Samoa Joe attacked him after he pinned him, or I don't know. It was, but it could be Kofi Kingston's. It could be Samoa Joe's. This is one that could be anybody. I don't know. However, I do see Daniel Bryan coming away because Daniel Bryan all of a sudden has a little buddy that's not so little, Rowan, to clean up his messes. And you always, if Rowan's around.
I'm glad that Rowan, it kind of gives me flashbacks around like 2013 and 2014 of where he was trying, like the Wyatt family wanted him. I'm like, I feel like if, what's his name? Bray Wyatt. Oh, my gosh. We haven't seen him, but I feel like if he comes back after his, like, injury, he's going to – they're all going to form another Wyatt family, and all that drama is going to come up. But we forgot about one, the WWE Cruiserweight Champion.
Well, that's on the pre-show. We really haven't kept up – I'm going to be honest, I haven't kept up with the Cruiserweights.
I don't think Cruiserweight is, like, really serious.
Well, it is. It's just...
I don't take it serious.
So she don't take the Cruiserweight serious.
Oh. I don't. I feel like they should just be normal and wrestle.
Well, oh, yeah, true. The Cruiserweight class just needs to move up. Just make it one, you know.
Yeah.
But that's another topic of discussion for another day.
Yep.
Anyway, tonight, the Elimination Chamber, I guess, starts at 8 o'clock, WWE Network. We'll be watching and... sometime this week we'll be getting out another episode on our thoughts. I hope it's a good pay-per-view. You never know. It could be great. Could be awful. Let's just hope it's great. But anyway, we'd like to thank you all for listening. We're glad to be back and we can't wait to get back into the hang of things. Until next time, this is Dad
and Daredevil Diva Podcast.
Later.